You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Pregnant women are especially impacted by COVID-19, as hospitals are only allowing one person in the birthing room with the mother. FM89's Alice Daniels spoke with 26-year-old Brianna Gaines, who is due today. Gaines is a doula and recently graduated from Fresno State. Here's her perspective.
It's a lot, and it hits you in a different way from the, you know, from the beginning of the pregnancy. You know, I'm like, at the end, it becomes, you know, more real that you're going to have a baby. You feel the movements, you feel all that sort of stuff. You feel Braxton Hicks, you feel, you know, your body, you know, getting ready for birth. So it's, you know, like I said, the stress is amplified. It's already a little nerve wracking. But then, yeah, dealing with all this stuff and having to be quarantined, and I do my best to try to keep calm. But I'm like looking at stuff like, you know, in the hospitals, you know, women, you know, aren't able to have the support people that they need during labor. And that's, for me, that part is so stressful. I'm like, women need support, you know, during labor. Even if I wasn't a doula, I couldn't imagine, you know, doing a labor, you know, by myself. My first labor, I had the support of my mom and little sister, you know, who were with me, who got to be with me, you know, during that process. So I'm like, I couldn't imagine having to do that alone. I've already gone to the hospital several times in this pregnancy, but the last time, maybe it was about a month ago, I was just having some really bad pelvic girdle pain. It was really hard for me to walk. And we went to the hospital, and, you know, my husband, he couldn't even go with me at all into the hospital. And so that was, to me, a little bit frustrating, because he, you know, has tried to be, you know, super involved in this pregnancy. Like, he's very, very involved in the whole pregnancy. And so that, for me, it was a little unsettling. I'm like, well, what if something happens, or, you know, and he can't be up here. And I was probably in the hospital for about a good 2.5 hours, and he had to sit and wait in the car. And, you know, we were texting, you know, back and forth, because I wasn't in active labor, just having pain. Part of me feels really frustrated at not having enough money to be able to afford, you know, the kind of birth that I want. And the birth that I want is rarely simple. It's just with a home birth midwife. That's all I really wanted. I don't need, you know, the bells and whistles and all these, you know, super, you know, complex things. It's really, you know, sort of disheartening that Medi-Cal doesn't pay for it. And it just, I guess, even more frustrating myself, because I can't afford it. You know, I'm just like, well, we could, you know, have spent the money on that, but then that means, you know, you can't pay your rent or, you know, food or that sort of stuff. So it's just, it doesn't seem like a smart option. Last week, my uncle just died of COVID-19. He lives in Washington, and it was really, honestly, it was really sudden. And I feel like that's what started to really solidify my worrying, because he was fine, and then he started showing symptoms, and he got really sick, and then, you know, he was in ICU, and I'm like, and he died by himself. Oh wow, it becomes more real when, you know, it happens to someone that's close to you.
That was 26-year-old Brianna Gaines talking about what it's like to have a baby due during this pandemic.